Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bernie Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mattingly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting seventh. The DH, Kevin Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Pat Kelly. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dave Island. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Huff. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mattingly hits a line drive beyond second. Cora can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mattingly moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Kittle goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Huff hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Matt Noakes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Moss is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Ventura moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Thomas moves to third. Fisk moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Thomas scores. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. Huff hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mattingly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mattingly strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Cora goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Raines reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Rich Monteleone now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0 for 1 in the game. Noakes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. Noakes moves to second. One out. Kevin Moss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noakes moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noakes scores. Espinoza moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 2 in the game. Huff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mattingly fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mattingly. Huff moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Huff scores. Guillen scores. Raines moves to third. It's 10-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 0-for-2 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mattingly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mattingly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelly juggles the ball. That's an error on Kelly. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Huff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monteleone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Warren Nuzon now playing left field. Craig Grebeck now playing third base. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noakes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noakes strikes out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Moss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Velarde now playing third base. Hensley Moulins now playing first base. Mike Humphries now playing left field. Bob Geron now catching. Pat Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Humphries settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monteleone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing shortstop. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Velarde hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Espinoza moves to third. Hensley Moulins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moulins hits a ball on the ground for a single. Espinoza scores. There goes Velarde trying to get to second. Grebeck throws to second, with Cora covering, who tags Velarde for the out. It's 10-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Humphries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Humphries hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Geron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Geron strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheridan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheridan for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.